time for this week's edition of Message in the Bottle as we welcome in Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Hello, sir.
With the fourth pick in the NFL draft, the Giants pick, Mr. Gettleman. Sir, you have to unmute your... Sir? Now you press the... No. Now we can't hear you at all, sir.
That's exactly how it's going to go, isn't it?
That was my lead-in until I just opened ESPN and heard the collective groan of Patriots Nation around the world.
I just saw the news. Breaking news. Rob Gronkowski traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a seventh-round draft pick so he can reunite with Tom Brady. Wow.
Now, I'm going to correct you. He was traded for a fourth-round draft
pick. Oh, it was a fourth-round pick? Oh, I saw seven.
Whoa. The Bucs are getting a retired player at a seventh round.
That's only a draft pick. Wow.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about wine. I just want to sit here and go, ha, all day long. I literally feel this is so. This I wasn't around for the first, but the second time the Giants beat the Patriots, I was in a room full of Patriots fans. And I feel like that now, like just this awkward guy in the room, self-isolated, of course, nervous for every angry Patriots fan on my block.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Oh, my God.
Although if he never plays, they got a pick for nothing.
But why would they have done it if he wasn't going to play? Well, is marijuana legal in Florida? Do they even care? I mean, they're so busy dealing with Florida people. Like,
I don't know. Anything that goes on in that state is beyond all logic or reason at this point, including possibly this trade. I don't know. Who knows?
That's right. My sister-in-law lives there. And she tells me that there are literally, like, on the ground, like, squares where people can stand in and kind of... It's like that scene in Life of Brian where, like, he falls and all the, like, weird fake preachers are just holding forth. Apparently, like, they have, like, little squares on the ground where you do that. And I guess they're
perfect.
Very popular.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's quite a day. I'm sorry, by the way, if I seem punchy. I just was asleep up until about 10 minutes ago.
It's quite all right. I understand completely. I sent you the picture of it. So I had such a brilliant plan today. I said, yeah, I need to get some things from Eric. I'll get the wine of the week. I watched your video. It looked great. I love the Chilean wines. So I got it. I brought it here. And then we had no corkscrew.
Yeah.
But we made lemonade out of lemons with a screw and a hammer.
There you go. did the cork actually come out successfully in one piece?
It did. Absolutely. It was great.
Perfectly clean.
You know, this is the beauty of Mainers. I have people come in with the most elaborate corkscrews who muck it up. You guys, hammer and screw, whatever.
Yep, wood screw and a claw hammer. We don't need no stinking technology.
Neat and tidy, by the way. They did, so folks at home, and of course you're all at home, right, because they're self-isolating. I hope that they put this picture up online of Carrie doing this. They sent me this picture. It's legit, man. I was, you know, as a fan of the TV show MacGyver, the original one, of course. I just, you know, there was, and they didn't even need duct tape around.
No.
But of course, like MacGyver, they left one thing out. So we'll never know what that is.
We'll find out in about, I don't know, an hour when we finish the bottle. What?
That's right.
This is great wine, though. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know, our wine of the week, and this is sort of a symptom of the times, unfortunately, with so many restaurants not being up and running, a lot of, you know, wine shipments that were ordered, you know, months ago, by the various importers are arriving. I mean, you know, the economies of the world have certainly slowed, but they have not stopped. And so with new vintages and all sorts of new stuff arriving, a wine that I had actually been planning on bringing in anyway, regardless, all of a sudden they had a huge backlog of it, and I got a nice deal on it, and therefore I turned around and As I was calling it on the video that Rich was mentioning, which you can check out on our Facebook page, and I figured I'd make it sort of an introductory price as a way of introducing the winery and the whole sort of Chilean high altitude ethos. So the wine itself that Rich and Carrie are drinking right now is a wine from a quartet, as it were, called Clos des Fous, which is headed by a guy named Para, who is he's a consultant to a lot of great wineries around the world, and specifically learned under a guy from Burgundy called named Jean-Marc Rouleau, who's he's one of those shining stars in Burgundy. Like if you can afford his bottles, if you can find them, buy them because they're great. And so it's very Burgundian in nature, in that Para found this very high altitude area of Chile where he thinks the Pinot Noir is extraordinarily apt, but also the grape Sanso, Cinsault, which is a southern French grape that had fallen into disfavor after World War II when they were trying to plant a bunch of really heavy appealing grapes, Grenache, Syrah, things like that. Sanso was a little more finicky, and perhaps because it shouldn't be grown in somewhere like southern France where it's really hot, but someplace where it's cool that likes Pinot Noir as well, like high Chilean mountains, it seems to thrive. So this wine is technically a Pinot Noir, but 12% of it is this grape Sanso, and it's just gorgeous. It's really really nice, and it's so for the introductory price, as it were. Normally it'd be $16, $16.99 on the shelf, and we're doing it for $11.99. So we have a couple cases of it. If folks are interested, jump on it, because Rich and Carrie are enjoying it.
This is great.
They can do it with a hammer and a screw, folks. So
imagine how good it would taste if you opened it properly.
I don't know. Part of me thinks it might taste better if you had to go through the kind of effort you guys did.
Could be.
Hey, anyway.
I also picked up, and I can't wait to try it tonight. It looks like a phenomenal Wensleydale that you're selling.
Is that the one with the fig?
Yes.
We got right prior to this, we got an email of all these cheeses that one of our suppliers has that. I basically heard of none of them. Most people have heard of Wensleydale. It's a very classic sort of very fresh-tasting, zesty cheese from Great Britain. And very often the one that everybody knows, especially around the holidays, is made with cranberries. It's very sort of festive-looking. And we have one with blueberries as well. But, they had this one made with fig and honey.
Yeah.
And we said, sounds good to us. So, we bought it, untasted. And we've gone through several rounds of it already. It's so unique. For when people are asking for cheese board sort of stuff, I always tell people, and this is just good advice in general, folks. When you're looking to put together a cheese board, even if you just do like three cheeses, I always recommend like one harder cheese, one softer cheese, and then one sort of wild card. And this one is a great wild card cheese because. It's like the Spanish Inquisition. You never expect it.
Well, I can't wait to try. We got also picked up the cheddar, too, the Prairie Breeze cheddar.
Yeah, that's classic. It's funny. That was appeared on the scene not too long ago. It's from Iowa, and it's just it rips. It's so good. And for folks who like macaroni and cheese, it feels like a struggle at the time, but you eat so little of it because it's so dense that it makes it worth it. But get a good cheddar, like Prairie Breeze or Old Quebec 3-Year. I didn't really believe it made a difference until I tried it the first time of using good cheese. Oh my God, it's good. And then, right now it's great, especially if, folks are getting out and going on nice long quarantine hikes. It's a great way to carb load, so check that out.
1 minute left, sir. Where does the time go?
Oh, my gosh. Then I should mention, we were going to talk about mead today. I'll talk about it another time. We're still at the store. Obviously, Rich was practicing this today. Safe curbside pickup available. just call us at 942-3338 or Facebook Messenger us. Message us, I guess, right? And BangorWineAndCheese.com, contact us, and that's where you can find the online store as well, where you can find the wine of the week at the special introductory price, as well as our wine club, beer club, gift certificates, all sorts of stuff like that. So please keep reaching out to us at Bangor Wine, and we will keep serving you no matter what.
Awesome. We appreciate it, as always. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, gents. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, with Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday on Downtown.